Summertime is camp time, and that's not just for kids anymore. Adults are signing up for camps that focus on everything from wine tasting to bird watching to playing the French horn. For more than 20 years, the Kendall Betts Horn Camp in New Hampshire has attracted both amateurs and professionals. Patty White reports on why hornists flock to the White Mountains to practice what some consider the most perilous of instruments.
We've all seen the instrument, brass tubing coiled into a circle with a flared bell. Some people call it the French horn, a reference to where the best horns were made when they were first embraced by orchestras. But purists insist that it's simply the horn. Whatever you call it, the instrument's voice has helped to create some of the most epic classical songs and movie themes. Though horns have been featured in orchestras for hundreds of years, they were born in the woods, used by hunters to communicate over long distances. Now, every summer, dozens of horn players go to the woods in the White Mountains to return to their instrument's primitive roots. Some are aspiring professionals, like 22-year-old Torin Hallett of Wisconsin. He first came to the Kendall Betts Horn Camp 4 years ago.
It was just incredible. I'd never before been in a place where everybody just spoke horn all the time.
The language of the horn emanates from wood cabins from early in the morning till late at night. Guided by professionals, players absorb a semester's worth of training in 1 week. Hallett says it's an intense workout.
They do tell you to be in shape, playing-wise, when you come to camp, because otherwise I haven't never done it, but some people do get hurt.
Bruised and swollen lips are among the injuries that can sideline musicians who take up what's considered among the most difficult, if not the most difficult, instrument to play.
It never really gets easier.
Bernard Scully is a horn professor at the University of Illinois and artistic director of the camp.
You know, I think part of it is that the instrument is simply an amplifier for the person playing it. You know, the human being generates the sound very much like singing. The vocal cords are the lips.
Which players buzz like this. Press them into the horn's mouthpiece, and the sound transforms into something like this. But if what goes in isn't perfect, what comes out isn't either. The lips have to be placed just so and vibrate the right amount in order to hit the correct note. The perils don't end there. As players blow, their breath condenses into water droplets that can get trapped in the horn's 18 feet of coiled tubing, which can throw a note off. But when it works, the sound of the horn is what blows players away.
To me, it sort of speaks to my soul, or whatever part of me could be considered godly.
75-year-old Sue Hodgson of California returned to the horn after playing it as a young girl. She says relearning it was overwhelming, so she came to the camp for help. That was 7 years ago. She's returned nearly every year since, and now plays in 2 bands and 2 orchestras.
I get a lot of mojo for going to horn camp.
The camp propels many of its alumni into orchestras and teaching positions. Camp rookie 16-year-old Colin Lundy of Illinois has come to figure out if he should go pro. He's played since he was 10, but admits that he really didn't feel the urge to practice till a couple years ago.
Playing it, it's like different from any other instrument. Like, it feels so close to just singing.
After rubbing elbows with professionals and kindred spirits, Lundy now wants to turn his love of the horn into a career. And though he's played nearly nonstop for a week straight, he says he can't wait to go home and practice. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.